All right, so post Burt Show retirement updates. Is that what we want to focus on here?
Well, not all of us are retired. Some of us are still working.
The show is retired.
Let's call it post Burt Show abandonment updates.
No, you are retired. Yeah. The show is dead.
We buried that bitch.
I will say this about my mentality when it comes to retirement now. It mostly has gone the way that I thought that it would. Look, I went to New Zealand for a month to celebrate. Then Amanda joined me after like 2 weeks, and that was it's the most spectacular place I've ever been in my life, New Zealand. I'm going to Vietnam in a couple of weeks, and then I'm coming back, and then we're going on our honeymoon to Italy, and then we're going to go see the Northern Lights in Alaska, fingers crossed, in September, right? I am finding now, just the last like week, though, a little bit of an identity crisis that I thought that I would be able to travel. And I thought that I would just wait for the universe to put opportunities in front of me, because I knew that I can't just do nothing at all. There are days now where I'm waking up at 7:30 in the morning. I look at my watch and there's nothing on my calendar to do all day, which sounds glorious, right? And it was for a little while, but now I'm like, shit, I got 15 hours to kill today. And tomorrow, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday. So there was a time a couple of weeks ago where I looked at the calendar, I woke up, and I looked at my week, and there really was nothing going on. And I'm like, I can't do this. Because I almost felt like I get into these funks, I think, when there's nothing going on at all. So I did a quick Google search, like, what places are great to go to in the springtime? Vietnam came up, and I booked it that day, which is great about retirement. But and I don't even want to say a problem, because this is, I mean, that's nice to be able to wake up in the morning and go, okay, I can go to Vietnam for 10 days or whatever. In between my trips, and that has always been my dream, I got what I wanted. It's so weird to like work your entire life for something and then get it, and then not entirely sure what to do with it. So in between those times now, I'm getting a little bit of an identity crisis. Like, I know I should be working. I've been telling myself I need to start working on something. And Amanda and I have been talking about doing a travel podcast or maybe taking people around the world or whatever, but we haven't really pulled the trigger on it yet. What I realized actually just yesterday, as I'm going through this 2-day funk here, where I really kind of isolated myself, is that I've worked to be great my entire life. And I've gone from that to just like, okay, so now I'm just going to let the universe kind of take me where it's going to take me. And that sounds great on paper, but it's not part of my DNA. So now I've got to figure out, like, what do I want to work on that will give me joy and peace, but also can be great?
Why? Why does it have to be great? Why can't you just do a hobby for the fun of it?
Because it's just my DNA.
Yeah.
It's just my wiring, man. I can't.
Scam.
And I've been trying it, and it just doesn't fit me. I've got to do something that I'm building every day that has to be grand. So I don't know what that is. I really don't know what that is just yet. And maybe when Amanda has more, look, Amanda's got way less time to do things than I do. So when she and I are trying to put projects together, I'm sort of in this holding pattern because she's a mom and she's working. She's also organizing a house. So I'm in a little bit of a holding pattern, and that's a bad Burt. So I'm not exactly sure to where to put this energy and what to do with it. I was offered like this great opportunity, like the day after I retired, and the timing was just wrong on it, that they came to me and they said, hey, we want you to put a women's network together of sports shows, but not women's shows, women talking about all sports. And at the time I was just like, way too big for me, way too big. I just do not want to do that. But it sounded like a fantastic opportunity, but I legitimately was 24 hours into my retirement. Now I'm looking back at it going, it's still too big, but I'm going to have to do something that satisfies sort of a grand itch. Does that make any sense?
And why is an idle Burt a bad Burt?
Just bored. I guess I don't.
Are you beating yourself up because you're not being productive?
Yes, 100%.
I don't even know if it's a productivity thing, but everything that you've done has had significant impact. And I think maybe you just aren't feeling like, and there's a lot of purpose in that. And maybe you aren't feeling impactful, and therefore you're not feeling a lot of purpose right now.
Because you still have Burt's Big Adventure.
Yep.
You still have Pioneer.
Yep.
Like, you have a new wife and a new stepson. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's missing.
So with Pioneer, I've got people in that organization. Cassie is included in that. Mike, Casey, everybody in that organization is better at podcasting than I am. I know how to do content. But
you do hire well, if I do say so myself.
I hire so well. If I've got one gift, it's being able to spot talent, right? That thing is running so well, and all I could do is really get in the way, right? As far as Burt's Big Adventure goes, look, Molly and the girls over at Burt's Big Adventure, they have that thing running on a day-to-day so well. Yeah, I can help out, but there's not much more for me to add on to, right?
To eat up time.
It's just like,
yeah,
it's mine, but it doesn't feel like mine in some ways.
I get you.
Does that make any sense?
It does.
And yes, I have this new wife and I have a new life, but I have to be productive. Hell, I'm cleaning out gutters. Okay. I've never done that before in my life.
You're allowing him on a ladder?
Okay.
You know what happened to my husband on a ladder? Please. Just keep that.
I pulled it off and it looked damn good.
This was not something that he consulted me about first. So I did not, I would have had some pushback, but he did get, he got some leaves out of the gutter.
Some leaves? I crushed that thing.
Okay.
Like, I was moving the ladder every foot. That's how bored I am. I just have to be productive. So I'm doing things around the house. Like last night, I just took the blower out and decided that I was going to blow the garage and outside on the driveway just so I'm productive in some way. And
but that's just life.
Yeah,
that's
killing normal time. Life. Yes. That's not because you're bored. People have to do that.
Yeah, and I've had a really privileged life.
Yes, you have.
I've hired people to do all that. So I don't know. I have to be productive, and it feels like I need to work on something every day that is bigger than me, and I don't have that yet. So I'm trying to sift through it.
Well, I can't wait to hear about this women's sports network you're going to be building.
I know, right?
So I was working for a show that had 11 people on it, and now I'm working on a show that has 2 people on it. So, you know, if you would like to, like, do some video editing for the Kristen show.
Not a lot of purpose in that for me.
I can be your purpose. Let me be your purpose.
So now, and again, I don't want to complain. This is the life that I have always, mm-hmm. This is what I've wanted to do since I was a kid. I think I've told you guys this story before, that I grew up in an environment that was kind of chaotic. And at a very young age, I identified, and I don't know how I identified this, that if you went to the airport and wanted to buy a plane ticket anywhere, that was going to be really, really expensive, but it was also going to give you freedom. So I have always worked towards that goal for some reason, to have freedom, maybe to get away from that chaos and have at that point, and I'm talking about when I'm 7 or 8 years old, right? At that point, you know, you're pretty free at 7 or 8 years old, but it meant getting away from the chaos of my house. So I've always worked for that goal of just like being able to be free enough financially to be able to go wherever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And I worked all these years and later on it was provide for a family also. All these years I've had this as my goal, is to be able to travel when I want, where I want. And I can't entirely do that now, but I'm pretty damn close to it. And I got it. And now it's not entirely what I thought it was going to be, because there's real life.
Well, yeah, maybe because you've always been searching for that freedom, and to you that was flying somewhere wherever you want, but maybe now you have to look at freedom differently, and maybe that freedom is having the home life you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're looking at your freedom sitting right next to you.
She has freed me up in so many different ways, for sure.
So it's no longer being able to walk up into the airport and book a flight anywhere. I mean, yeah, that's nice, but I think the freedom you've always been searching for is creating the home life you always wanted.
Yeah, clearly.
That you were trying to get away from.
Yeah, clearly I have a lot of sessions in therapy to do.
Oh, that's something to eat your time up.
Yeah, more therapy. I'm going to be great at therapy. I'm going to be so good at being a patient again in therapy.
By the way, if you don't think I'm not sending you an invoice for this podcast, you are sorely mistaken.
All right, so that's where I'm sort of at. How about you?
I am having the opposite problem as you, because there are not enough hours in the day to get everything done that I want to get done. And I feel like I'm just treading water right now, and I'm just trying to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And I am distracting myself with so many work priorities, so I don't have to focus and work on stuff that's going on at home, because this new lifestyle has been a very hard adjustment mm-hmm. for my family.
In what way?
Because I had the same schedule for 19 years. So for 19 years, did morning radio, had a routine down, and I'm not going to call it complacency. It was consistency. Like, my family works really well on a routine, and anybody with kids knows that as a fact. Yeah, you can veer every now and then, but for the most part, you get in a rhythm and you get this routine down that is beneficial for all parties. And right now, the schedule is not beneficial for any party. It's not beneficial for me. It's not beneficial for Bart, and it's not beneficial for Jimmy. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful to still be in radio because I know radio jobs are hard to come by. So I'm grateful for my position and what I'm able to do. It's just taken a toll on the family life.
Things are so much clearer when you're talking about your life than me talking about my life. I'm so confused by things that are going on in mine. But when you talk about yours, it just makes sense to me that the advice for you and for me is that we've been doing things a certain way our entire lives, right? Creatures of habit. And for us to expect that in just 6 months that we were going to be okay and figure mm-hmm. it out in 6 months yeah. seems ridiculous. Like, there's just going to be a time of growth, you know, and I'm going through one and you're going through one and your family's going through one.
Yeah. And so, and I was, again, I'm like, God, why haven't we figured this out yet? So now it gets compounded because I'm beating myself up because we haven't figured this out yet and the family's on the struggle bus. And then I sat and I was talking to Katie in the break room earlier, and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't even been doing this new show for 3 months yet.
Right.
I'm like, I feel,
right.
Yeah, because we started January 26th. So January to February, February to March, March to April. I haven't even been doing this shit for, and then when we started, we immediately went on Bert's Big Adventure. And then after that, Ethan immediately, oh, by the way, I have a show called The Kristen Show. Probably should have said that. That's on afternoons on Q99.7, 2-7.
I think most that are listening to this probably know that already.
Here's to hoping anyway. So, you know, I get back from Bert's Big Adventure. Ethan flies to California because his wife has a baby. So he's gone on paternity leave. And then he gets back, and then I go to your wedding. So we haven't even gotten, you know, when you look at it like that, like, I can take the blinders off and see it for what it is, but I'm still frustrated that I haven't figured this shit out yet.
In 90 days.
Yeah, I know. But when you say it out loud, it's like, duh, you dumb right. bitch. Like, give yourself some more time. And so as far as the family life, the problem is with the schedule. So with Jimmy being in school now because of his age, he's in pre-K, he'll be in kindergarten next year. So he goes to school, he leaves the house at 7:15. He gets out at 2:15. I'm not there. Bart picks him up. Bart brings him home. Bart's with him all afternoon. And then when I get home, I have about an hour with him before he goes to bed. And that's it. So I'm missing out on Jimmy time. Jimmy's missing out on mom time. And then Bart is, you know, I'm not going to say he's stuck with our child. Like, he's been the best stay-at-home dad, and he has stepped up so I can do what I need to do to provide for our family because I'm the sole breadwinner. And, you know, he's with Jimmy all afternoon, and it's just, it's been a lot harder of an adjustment than I ever could have anticipated. And then I'm mad at myself for not seeing this. Like, duh, of right. course it's going to be hard. Why did you not think it was going to be hard?
And I don't want you guys to get it twisted thinking that we're complaining. This is not a complaint. This is just a trying to figure out a new life, really.
These are life observations.
But we're also, I can't speak for you, but I guess I can here. We know how good we have it.
For sure.
And we're just making adjustments in a new life.
I think it's important also to, I think it's important to talk about this stuff though, and talk about what's really going on and be honest about it. Cause I'm sure there's so many people from the outside looking in like, oh my God, it's picture perfect. They got it made. Look, he's, you know, living his best life, traveling and beautiful new wife. And, you know, Kristen's got her name on her show and, you know, got the family she's always wanted. I'm sure from the outside looking in, we look like we have it all. But fun fact, none of us do.
Nope.
Well, and anyone who's gone through a job shift knows the strain that it puts on a family. So if anyone with common sense who has any life experience is resonating with what you're saying.
Yeah, this common sense thing, not so great for you and I.
No, it's really not. Yeah. That, and, you know, really, I'm really, really working on my common sense and critical thinking these days. I think a lot of people can work on that these days.
Yep.
So, I mean, so I have a vision. I have a vision for the show. And I'm just trying to find, and I hate the word balance, but I am trying to find this balance of, all right, if I'm going to put this much into my show and the success of the show, I also have to put the same amount of input into my family and the success of my family, because sure, both are equally important.
Yeah.
That's just a really hard balance to find. And I haven't quite figured it out yet. Now, here's the good news. I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe in myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not over here like all doom and gloom. Like, it's a hard season. I recognize it's a hard season, but it's the hard seasons. And this is something my dad taught me with his speech at my wedding. It's like when you are in the valleys of life, that's really when you learn the most about yourself, the most about your partner, and how you're going to survive this together. So this is we're in a valley right now, but I have no doubt that we're going to get on the other side of this. We're going to have learned so much about ourselves and each other, and we are going to be better for it. I just got to get through the muck to get to the other side.
Sure. All right, Cass, how about an update?
Let's see. The last 2 years have probably been the hardest years of my life. But I lost my mom. I lost my Burt Show job. My house. We finally filed the lawsuit against the insurance company right before the 2-year anniversary of our house. Thanks to Kristen's husband, Bart, we were able to get back in the house before Christmas. That man busted his ass. He was over at our house pretty much every day. And I got to thank Kristen, too, because that's her hubby. And she shared him with us. So that's a 40-minute trip from her house to ours. In there every day, making sure it was sound and we could get in. So it's structurally, it's sound.
Needed a general contractor in there to shake some things up and get some butts moving, man.
Yes, yes, essentially, and get the roof done. And so the insurance company is still playing games. We still have a lot to do inside the walls. Chad and I are just on a mattress on the floor. We don't have a closet.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, because we can't bring any furniture in because all the floors need redoing because of the flooding and stuff like from the leakage from the tree. And it's just complicated. So we haven't moved. The kids' room is good. They're sharing a room right now, but walls need painting. Like, it's like an unfinished house. There are parts of walls missing. Basement has no ceiling. Like, we have one bathroom we all share because upstairs we were in the process of ripping our bathroom out. We've had to put a hold on stuff. So we decided we are staying in Georgia another year. We're not moving because we have been looking at moving to the Pacific Northwest or to the, like, Northeast somewhere. So we're staying in Georgia another year. And the kids are doing great. Like, Max is about to be in pre-K. Hazel's wrapping up kindergarten. It's going to go to first grade this fall. And I think one thing it taught me, you know, and I realized this recently, we had an incident, and I'm not going to go into details too much, but a cop shot my mom's emotional support dog 5 times in the head, unwarranted. And it's just, we're dealing with that. And I remember being so sad, but at the same time, like, I've just had this realization because I've been doing a lot of thinking, like, why does the universe, you know, you go through those whenever you're in a slump. Why does the universe hate me? Why is this happening to me? And I remember I was trying to print out my passport photo so I could get me and Chad's passports done for your wedding. And for some reason, my computer started printing in black and white only. And I was like, the fuck is happening? And so, because I took the photos, because why would I not? I can do it easily. And so I'm trying to print from my phone and it won't print. And I like screamed at the universe. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, print that shit now. And the printer started printing on its own and printed out a blank page. And I was like, okay. And at that point, I realized this is all just, I'm going to get real existential. This is what helps me. And some people might call this disassociating, but I'm like, none of it's real. I mean, what's real is the impact you have on other people and how you make people feel. But everything else is just, why do I fucking care? People made up words. They made up business. They made up, like, everything is made up. And I can do whatever I want with my life. And why am I going to spend it worrying about how my house looks? Do I have a mattress? Yep. I got a roof over our heads. Kids are great. So I'm trying to let just shit roll off my back. And I mean, the dog incident did get me fired up again, but that's a whole different injustice that, I mean, black people in this country are like, yeah, we know, right? But it's just, life is not real. And at the end of the day, whenever I start to get upset about something, I'm like, this isn't, I mean, it's real, but it's not. I'm upset because of what I think someone else is going to think about me, or I'm upset because something didn't go my way when I wanted it to go a different way. And I have complete power and control over that. So that's kind of where I am. We're good. We're happy. We're still in summer Vegas and just trucking along, and I'm getting into hobbies now. That's my new thing.
What is that?
Well, here's the thing. I realized that my phone is stealing my life because I was really happy on TikTok. And I always told myself, I'm learning. Like, I'll watch a video and I'll learn something, so it's okay. And then I have all these folders saved of shit I want to do, and I'm not doing any of it. So now I'm putting down the phone. So
good for you.
I've planned a garden out. I'm going to start guitar. I'm going to learn to roller skate. And I've just got all these little things.
Awesome.
That, yeah, I'm just going to start doing so I can live life.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That good for now?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to say, Amanda?
No, I was just going to say people might want an update on your GLP-1 journey.
So I'm still sporadically taking it. Because health insurance went up so much, I had to stop because it's really expensive and I pay out of pocket and insurance won't cover it. It's like $500 a month.
Even with the pre-existing, like not pre-existing conditions, but even what your doctor said about for like, it's literally for the benefit of your health to lower cholesterol, you know, et cetera.
With the PCOS, it would help.
Yes.
I have sleep apnea. It would medically help with. No, insurance won't cover. And so it's just one of those things. So I'm kind of getting it, but don't do this because I talked to my doctor, but spacing it out and making the shots last a little bit longer. If you're on the fence about it, highly recommend. Like after talking to your doc, it has killed the food noise, which is amazing. I can look at food. I never understood how people could just eat a little bit and be done. Now I get it. I'm not constantly thinking about food 24/7. It is so liberating. If I want a cookie, I can eat a cookie and the rest of the pack isn't calling my name. And what it really made me realize is like, I can take responsibility for my health and my actions and maybe not doing something like a GLP-1 for longer. But at the same time, my body is built in such a way where I am, the odds are stacked against me in terms of weight and weight management. Just the same way as somebody who is depressed would need meds to help with their depression, I need a GLP-1 to help me with the food noise. And having that knowledge, like, yes, I have the power to control the situation now, but knowing it's not because I lacked discipline or I was a failure for so many years, it literally was a wiring in my body that wasn't working properly. It wasn't working like everybody else. And that has just been so liberating.
As you're talking about this and you're talking about the symptoms, I realized that cocaine was really the first GLP-1.
Probably. I'm sure. I'm sure. Give you energy.
I mean, insurance.
It's called Adderall now.
Or Adderall now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that you can get insurance to pick up your cocaine habit, but I'm
Adderall,
just saying it could
maybe.
Be.
Maybe.
I mean, they used to put it in shit back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Is that it? I think that's it.
And scene.
And scene.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.